Hi, this is a dictation for a patient. Rudinet apps. T like Tom, RUDINET like Tom, Trudinet. Last name is Epps, EPPS. Date of birth is 10/14/1969. Date of service is 1/8/2025. Date of accident is 5/31/2024. Patient is here for various symptoms of complaint. She has moderate headaches, located mostly in the head area, in the forehead, and sometime all over. Pain in both the shoulders, both knees. Both shoulders pain is around 6, and maximum she can elevate her shoulder is 100 degrees. Both the knees are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also has pain in the neck to the tune of 7. Lower back pain is 7. She also requesting injection to both the knees due to the pain. She has difficult time walking, and she report that with the therapy medications, she does see improvement up to 70%. And her sleep is also improved with the medication. Mood is much better. She can walk much better, at least 1 to 2 blocks. But she still has a lot of anxiety. And after 1 block, her walk becomes painful. She does have occasional panics and nightmares and bad dreams. In addition, lower back pain is across to the lower back as well as it's shooting down to both the legs posteriorly all the way to the ankles. More like a pain than the numbness tingling. Overall, the pain is around 7. Ideals are affected 7. Please review the records for ADLs, for the system review, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the medical examination, the blood pressure was found to be 119/76 pulse, 91 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 11/26/2024. Taxation is 1228-007, with the exception that the spasm in the trapezius muscle is now resolved and is not bothering her. However, the spasm in the paravertebral region from L1 to L5 still continues. The right sacroiliac joint is still tender. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 60. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. And the rest of the exam remains the same. All the findings remain the same. Patient is advised to have the injection intra-articular to both knees to bring her help. The MRIs were reviewed with her. And the right knee MRI shows patellofemoral friction syndrome with focal cartilage loss at the medial eminence of the patella and subluxation of the patella. Left knee has the same finding as the right knee. And the patient is provided with physical therapy order to continue 3 times a week for neck, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, traction massage. MAPS have been reviewed. Drug screens was ordered and previous drug screen were reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance She is provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg a day, Effifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. She is provided with Orotrium 50 mg twice a day. Zoloft is provided for anxiety, 50 mg at night. Tramadol is provided for pain relief. Furosets are provided for headache relief. Thank you. The procedure for intra-articular injection to both knees is as follows. The date of procedure is 1-8-2025. The procedure is done according to the protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcaine, 0.5%, was injected into each knee. As per template we have, patient tolerated the procedure very well. It was done aseptically and entire needle was withdrawn. The medical indications for the procedure is as follows. The patient has following findings of the right knee, besides having a consistent pain all along for the last several months, there is an anterior compartment cartilage, mild diffuse thinning with focal partial thickness defect of the lateral patella, facets and underlying reactive marrow change, and mild to moderate lateral tilt and subluxation of the patella. While in the left knee, patellofemoral friction syndrome with focal cartilage loss at the medial eminence of the patella, mild to moderate lateral tilt and subluxation of the patella. And these injections should bring relief in the inflammation and pain and improve the ADLs. Thank you.